The EPA says it has a plan to cut mercury emissions from coal-burning power plants 70% below 1999 levels within 13 years. A 20% cut would take place by 2010. But 9 other states have filed lawsuits arguing the Bush administration rule violates the Federal Clean Air Act and exceeds the EPA's authority on mercury controls. Governor Jim Doyle says Wisconsin is joining the lawsuit because he says more mercury could blow into Wisconsin from neighboring states.
One of the states that the Mercury administration wants, the Bush administration wants to allow more mercury from is Minnesota. And once that mercury lands in Wisconsin, it can poison our state's water and our citizens for decades to come.
Environmental groups are happy about Doyle's decision to join the lawsuit, even though while doing so, Doyle praised the promised mercury controls at controversial power plant projects in Oak Creek and near Wausau. But Minnesota's largest electric company contends it's not going to send more mercury towards Wisconsin lakes and fish. Paul Adelman of Xcel Energy says 3 coal-fired plants in the Twin Cities area alone have embarked on a billion-dollar plan to reduce mercury emissions 80%.
So we feel like we're being a good neighbor, but we are still very concerned about mercury, and we're doing what we can to reduce it.
Adelman says the technology for better mercury controls is not fully developed, but he says Xcel backs the president's plan because it allows cleanup flexibility through the trading of pollution credits. Governor Doyle says the so-called cap-and-trade effort could lead to mercury hotspots, and he argues that cleanup technology is better than the utilities claim. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.